A very good day to you. I'm Hank Gross, MidHudsonNews.com. It's Thursday, April 18th. The news today brought to you by the Galleria at Crystal Run. A Middletown man who is alleged to have stabbed two men to death on April 1st was indicted by an Orange County grand jury on four counts of murder. It's alleged that 30-year-old Kendall Batiste engaged in a confrontation with the two victims at a residence at 33 Ruth Court, where all three lived, and that's where he stabbed both men. One man walked out of the home before collapsing, with the allegation that Batiste walked outside and continued to stab him. He died at the scene. The other victim died in the hospital. District Attorney David Hoover called the attack unspeakable violence.
It was an absolute butchering of the victims in this particular case. And the majority of the case was caught on video.
After the attack, Batiste hid the knife he used and fled the scene, but he was located by Middletown police officers in a nearby wooded area. The Open Space Institute has begun a study to transform the fragmented former Owen W. Railroad corridor into a contiguous 57-mile shared-use greenway trail spanning from the city of Kingston in Ulster County through Sullivan County and to the city of Port Jervis in Orange County. OSI Vice President for Parks and Stewardship Peter Karras says the study will run through this year with a report released in early 2025.
We're looking at the makeup of the corridor and the feasibility of improving and enhancing sections in hopes that it'll be connected in the future, and funding will need to be secured for each individual project as they come up.
The study will look at the former railroad corridor as well as sections of the D&H Canal towpath. It may be some time before a cause is determined for the fire that completely destroyed the Chabad Synagogue in Pomona. Fire broke out in the 2.5-story structure around 5 a.m. yesterday. Ari Rosenblum, CEO of the Jewish Federation and Foundation of Rockland County, said the entire Jewish community mourns the loss.
We, of course, as a community are, you know, perhaps more than usual on our, you know, on our guard and on being aware of what's going on in our streets, et cetera. So, when you're on this level of alertness and, you know, something like this happens, it obviously is quite troubling.
No one was believed to have been injured in the pre-dawn fire. As of 5:30 yesterday afternoon, the fire rekindled, resulting in firefighters returning to the scene to contain it. More news right after this.
Find over 100 retailers allowing you to spend hours shopping safely at the Galleria at Crystal Run. Enjoy the big brands and the diverse selection of family-owned stores all in one location. The Galleria at Crystal Run offers dining options for everyone with Fuji 110 Grill, Allen's Mediterranean Grill, and Peru Cuisine. Discover the Mid-Hudson Valley's premier shopping, dining, and entertainment destination, the Galleria at Crystal Run. For more information, follow us on Instagram, Facebook, or visit GalleriaCrystalRun.com.
On the eve of the $37,000 Mohonk Mountain House Weekend Visioning Conference, approved unanimously by the all-Democratic Newburg City Council, at least one member says she has rethought the expensive location. Ramona Monteverdi is having second thoughts about the $900 per night single occupancy rooms and additional charges for meals.
Brought up again, I definitely would have stepped up and insist that we look at another location that, you know, wasn't as expensive.
Monteverdi says while the visioning conference is vital, the weekend could have been held at a hotel in Orange County where officials could have slept at home and driven to the conference each day. Tuition in the fall at SUNY Orange is going to increase by 2.5%. That equates to $242 per credit hour, or $5,808 for a full-time student. College President Dr. Christine Young said that full-time fee is regardless of the number of credit hours taken.
15 credit hours, 18 credit hours, 21 credit hours. Once you get to that 15 credit hour mark, it is the same. So as many credit hours as you can handle safely quickly, smartly, it's the same tuition amount.
That 2.5% increase in tuition amounts to a $6 per credit hour increase. Following Orange County Executive Stephen Newhouse's trip to the U.S. southern border, along with Albany County Executive Daniel McCoy, Newhouse is urging President Biden and Congress to address the ongoing migrant crisis. Newhouse said the situation at the Mexican border has a local impact. He said the challenges at the southern border directly impact the safety and well-being of Orange County residents. He said addressing the crisis is not only a national issue, it's a matter of grave local concern. I'm Hank Gross, MidHudsonNews.com. The news today brought to you by the Galleria at Crystal Run.